In the week before their departure to Arrakis, when all the final scurrying about had reached a nearly unbearable frenzy, an old crone came to visit the mother of the boy, Paul. It was a warm night at Castle Caladan, and the ancient pile of stone that had served the Atreides family as home for 26 generations bore that cooled sweat feeling it acquired before a change in the weather. The old woman was led in by the side door down the vaulted passage by Paul's room, and she was allowed a moment to peer in at him where he lay in his bed. By the half-light of a suspensor lamp, dimmed and hanging near the floor, the awakened boy could see a bulky female shape at his door, standing one step ahead of his mother. The old woman was a witch shadow, hair like matted spider webs hooded round darkness of features, eyes like glittering jewels.
"Is he not small for his age, Jessica?" the old woman asked.
Her voice wheezed and twanged like an untuned balisette.
"The Atreides are known to start late getting their growth, your reverence," Paul's mother answered in her soft contralto.